Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey, Shabbos 35. And in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a Braisa where Rabbi Nechemiah is talking about what is the exact time, which is called Bein Hashmashos, the time where it's no longer day and it's long, not yet nightfall, this in-between period, which is called between the suns, meaning to say, how long is that period between daytime and nightfall? So Rabbi Nechemiah taught, K'dei she'halech adam mishetishka achal machatzim meal, from the time where the sun sets for the time it takes a person to walk half of a mil. So says Rabbi Chanina, if somebody wants to know how long does it take to walk half a mil, Yania Chama Brosh Carmel, that a person should wait to see the sun on the top of Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel was on the sea, meaning to say when you see the sun near where it's about to set, so that at that point it looks like it's on the head of the mountains, on top of the mountains, what should the person do? Yered v'yitbol b'yam, a person should go down and immerse in the sea, v'yale, and when the person goes up, and during that amount of time, zeu shiro sh'Rabbi Nechemiah, that is the amount of time it takes to go into the sea and then come up, that's the amount of time of Rabbi Nechemiah, which is the Bein Hashmashos, the time it takes to walk a half a mil. And Maral explains this, that what does this mean? That means when if a person would be on the top of Mount Carmel and he would go down from there to immerse in the sea and then would come up and go back to the mountain, and when he immerses, it's still daytime, but that is the amount of time that is the splitting, that is the Bein Hashmashos. But that's Rashi's interpretation according to the Maral. But not everybody accepts that. It's obviously a big difference as to what exactly is the amount of time that's called Bein Hashmashos. Then the Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Chia, so now since we're talking about how long something is, so says Rabbi Chia, if a person wants to see the Beira Shel Miriam, the well of Miriam, we know that there was a well that accompanied Miriam in the desert, and it was accompanied the Jewish people with for the merit of Miriam, as it states, Vatama Shel Miriam. It says in Numbers chapter 20, verse 1, Miriam died, and immediately afterwards it says in chapter 20, verse 2, V'loya Mayim La'eda, there was no longer water for the people to drink. And that was the stone that Moshe hit because he wasn't able to bring out water from after the death of Miriam for the Jewish people. And so therefore this was the well. They lost the well of Miriam, which was in the desert. But if you want to see this well today, what should you do? Ya'alu l'Rosh HaKarmel, you should go up into the Mount Carmel, v'yitzbe v'yira, and you'll see out from the mountain, you'll see a stone which is round k'min kavra, and it looked like a sieve. But yeah, I mean, this stone in the sea will look like that is the well that Miriam, that was the well of Miriam. And says Rav, Mayan HaMetaltel, and so since we're talking about the well of Miriam, Rav taught the Mayan HaMetaltel, the spring that moves, a portable spring, Tahor, is Tahor, meaning to say that a person who's Tameh and he touches it will not make it Tameh, will not defile it, because the water that springs forth from it is not going to be like drawn water, because it's not really a utensil, it's a well. V'zeh be'era shel Miriam, and this is indeed the well of Miriam, and that is because there's only one such thing as a portable spring, and that was the well of Miriam, and that's where people were able to immerse. So we see from here two laws. One, that the well itself was not capable of becoming tummy, and two, that the well itself was something that could be immersed in. So we see from here that the well of Miriam was found in the time of the Gemara, in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, all in the Yamagadol, in the Mediterranean Sea, and it was visible from Mount Carmel. However, there's another approach. The Midrash talks about, in Vayikra Rabbah, talks about a person who was filled with boils on his body, and he went to immerse in Tiberias. And there, at that moment, what happened was the well of Miriam appeared, and he immersed in that well, and he was immediately healed. And there, Rav Chiya bar Abba says in this Midrash, Vayikra Rabbah states that the well of Miriam was whoever goes up on the top of Har Yeshimon and will see it floating in Tiberias, and see this like utensil that's round with like a sieve floating in Tiberias in the Kinneret, and that was the well of Miriam. So the well of Miriam is not in the Yamagadol, it's in the Kinneret. And so indeed, there is this dispute about it. And indeed, we have a tradition from the Kabbalists who lived in Tzifat that were told about certain ones. We're told that what happened was the Ari, the great Arizal, was that one time he was concerned. It says in Sefer Toldos Ari that he was learning Torah and he was forgetting it until one day what happened? The Ari went with his friends to Tiberias and he drank from the well of the water from the well of Miriam. And then what happened was a miracle happened and he was not and he retained all his studies. And for this reason that Reb Chaim Vital writes that I learned from this so much that the well of Miriam is in Tiberias. And indeed, he tells a story about one time there was a ship there, and they took from the water from the well of Miriam, and everybody able to drink from it, and they became incredibly wise. And indeed, there is other customs brought down. One of the people at this well has special healing powers that were told that after Shabbos, all the water from the well of Miriam goes into all the wells or all the buckets that are immediately filled right after Shabbos. And that if a person will take from that water and heal themselves and place it on somebody, it will immediately act like a healing. And for this reason, there was a custom in the Middle Ages for women to immediately fill up the buckets with water immediately after Shabbos. But the Ramah says, I never see this minhag today. So it was a minhag for a custom for a period of time that seems to have fallen out of practice. The well of Miriam, whether or not we can find the well, we certainly need the healing powers of Miriam in our life.